All right. Welcome, everybody, to session number five of 32 Paths of Presence. What I'd like to do, I got some feedback from folks who were expressing a little bit of lack of clarity about some of the sphera where they are and the colors and so on. So I thought we would go over that first, and I thought we could do it a little bit interactively. So I'm going to name a sphera and let's see who can call out. You can just call it out where it is. And I'll give you some examples first of what I mean by saying where it is. So chesed is front right shoulder level. Chesed would be over here, front right shoulder level, right? Keter is above your head. Some of them are hip level, some of them are front, some of them are behind. So I'm going to say one and see if you can just jump in. Here I go. Yesod.
Pelvic bowl. Oh, lower left.
Very good. So there's so particularly I'm talking about that one, which is the ones that are around us. I think it's easier for people to be able to visualize where it is in the body, but it's projecting them into the pyramid that's a little difficult. So that's right. Lower left. Behind you, that is Yesod. Okay, how about Gevura?
Left up shoulder level front.
Absolutely right. Okay, let's see if someone else can answer for the next one. Rachmana's got her, she's got diagrams that she created, which is great. And actually, a great exercise for everybody. Yeah, there it is. For everybody to create your own drawings of these. And it also is wonderful for all of us to see them too. Okay, how about Netzach? Anybody Netzach?
Front, right, hip level.
Very, very good. Excellent. Thank you, Ruth. And let's do Bina.
Upper left shoulder.
Upper left shoulder. That's exactly
Upper
right.
there. Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. Okay, let's do Hode.
That lower left.
Lower left, and is it front or back?
Front.
That's right, lower left front. Okay, good. All right, now I'm going to just say them all now. So if you were having difficulty remembering where they are, take note of them now. Of course, when we do the practice, I'm also saying where they are, but it's good to try to build up the positioning in your mind, because today we're going to start adding in more the other 12 letters that we didn't do yet. And when we do that, we're going to add them by the way it's described is by connecting the spherot. So we want to know where the spherot are so that it's easier to remember where the not remember, but to project in your mind where those letters are going to go. Yes, Mark.
My bigger question is the lines between things don't seem to have any reason for them being where they are. I mean, to say that a sphera is in a certain place, I kind of get. But to say a line between this one and that one, why those two and not any others?
Well, there are different ways. It doesn't have to be that way and not any others. There are many different ways this can be done. There is in the tradition many different versions that I've seen over the years of how the letters connect. And the key is not so much in it's not chemistry, even though it looks a little like chemistry with the lines and the like we're connecting, molecules or something. It's not that. What it is different symbols. that represent different pathways of presence, meaning different ways that we can enter into a more present state through the particular content of the symbol that we're talking about. And when you connect them in different ways, that allows a creative process through which we can understand the connection between the different ways of entering into presence. So let me give you an example, okay? The letter Vav is connecting Gevura with Malchut. Now, the meaning of Gevura let me just preface this by saying that the meanings that I'm giving are congruent with the tradition, but they're not the only meanings in the tradition, okay? I'm emphasizing certain ones that I find the most useful for us. Sometimes there are meanings that are doubled, for example, like a letter means this and the sphera also means that in some places, in some texts. And so I try to avoid that by emphasizing different things so that we can get the most uniqueness out of each of the different symbols. So anyway, so Gevura represents restriction or constraint. And I usually talk about Gevura in terms of the practice of not taking. That's Gevura, is the practice of not taking. Okay, so fasting is an extreme example of Gevura, but even just being willing to, sitting at the table and serving other people first, you know, before you serve yourself. Well, that's also Chesed because you're serving, but it's also Gevura because you might be watching and not identifying with the impulse to take for yourself, even if you're very hungry. Just to give another food example. Love food examples as Jewish people. But so Gevura is self-restraint, particularly with reference to taking. Vav has to do with the watching oneself inwardly so as to not be taken over by reactive impulses. So there's a similarity between Gevura and Vav, but they're a little bit different because Vav has to do with self-expression, like moment to moment, how we're living and speaking and doing. So, for example, if you have a rage problem, if you get very angry, you need to develop the Vav muscle more. And if you're a glutton, you need to develop the Gevura muscle a little more. So they're very similar, they're connected, and that's why the Vav connects Gevura with Malchut, because Malchut means the world around us. So how do we apply the power of Gevura to the way we're interacting with the world around us? So that's one example, and they're all like that. Like they all have a logic to them, but we're not going to get so much into the logic in this class, because for this 6-week period, we're focusing more on just doing the external aspect of it, meaning the visualizations, the chanting, and so on. And as part of the ongoing meetings on Wednesday nights, that's what we do. We explore in depth in an ongoing, there's no time, it's not time bound. It's not a fixed course. It's like we study a letter every month and we just go around in cycles and return to the same letters and the spherot at the same time in relation to the letters. Okay, so I guess what I'm asking is to trust me a little bit on it for the time being, and I'll mention some things like I just did with the Vav and the Gevura, but they all have very practical applications in how they're connected.
Okay.
Also, Brian, I'm starting to see some reason for things in terms of the order.
Yeah.
Like I think the kaf is opposed to the tet, so the tet and the kaf are close to each other, and so we do the tav, and then we do the shema and we go to the kaf.
Yeah.
So there's things that are they're kind of clues that keep showing up for me.
Absolutely.
I keep wanting to get it, but I have to put aside that part of my mind. And just be patient and let it come together.
Yeah, these insights will come. Kaf and Tet are very much complementary to each other. Tet is the hidden good within things, and Kaf is the external expression of our decisiveness, of our decision. So there's kind of a passive and active quality there. Same with Zion and Chet. But Mark, I think you had one more thing you wanted to say.
Yeah, so my problem is not that I don't understand the whole wisdom, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm doing a meditation, if I can't associate it with anything, I can't, you know, feel the energies, you know what I mean?
Like right.
In Shema Yisrael, I get all the, you know, the Yisrael, I get, Yaakov versus Israel, you know, up and down. I have some kind of intuition around what we're focusing on.
So right.
So many different symbols and lines and letters, I just get lost.
Yeah. Well, it is a complex practice. We've got 32 different things we're dealing with, plus each of them has a few different lines of text we're looking at. So we will get to some of the symbolism as we do the practice. I'm always kind of hinting at the kavanot that go with it, and they're written on the sheets as well. But I can't, we won't be able to draw all that, drush out all the connections completely in this short period of time. But it will come, you know, so it's a step-by-step process.
So last point, are there, yeah. You still got the sheets, are there things that I should be downloading and printing out so that I have them in front of me when we're studying and working with this?
It's, if it's helpful to you, I'm also putting them on the screen, but everything I put on the screen is also downloadable. So the easiest way to get to it is, you know, you log into the Ruach Neshama portal, and you go to the 6-week course, it's called 32 Paths of Presence, you click on it, and then you can go to any of the individual lessons, and they all have their own different sheets, because the first lesson has a much more simple sheet than the sheet we have today, for example, the fifth lesson. But you can get it all there.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you need to, another point is if folks are feeling like it's going too fast, which is understandable, that might be, you might want to go back to a previous lesson and just do that and download that sheet and work with that for a while. Okay, so everyone, we're all at different stages with it, and we also have different learning styles. So there's nothing wrong with taking your time with it, but also there's a benefit to being with the group. So if you can't follow along completely, just relax and let it wash over you, I would say, and then take it in the doses that works for you. And we can also talk individually, of course. Okay, I'm going to go through the spherot positions now. As I say them, see if you can get a sense of where they are around your body. This is more just for the visualization aspect. Okay, Keter is above your head. Chochmah is behind you to the right at shoulder level. Bina is behind you to your left at shoulder level. Chesed is in front of you to your right at shoulder level. Givura is in front of you on your left at shoulder level. Tiferet is behind you on your right at hip level. Netzach is in front of you on your right at hip level. Hod is in front of you on your left at hip level. Yesod is behind you on your left at hip level. And finally, Malchut is down below your body, somewhere down in the earth, below the floor. And that's it. Those are the 10 sphirot. Okay. Let's go through now the all of the letters. So for the last 2 weeks, we've been doing only the first 10 letters, Aleph through Yud, and that took us up to the point where the Shema starts. Now we're going to do the rest of it, which is Shema in six directions, and then the Baruch Shem Kavod. All adds up to... that's six directions twice. That adds up to 12, which are the remaining 22 letters. And so the first 10 will be a repeat, and then we'll look at the next of them, the rest of them. And the purpose of doing this is mostly just to articulate in your mind the visualization of where they are, so that then when we go and do the practice, you will have done it already a little bit, so it won't be completely new. Okay, here we go. Okay, so this is the next level of the practice, adding the letters. All right, the first letter, Aleph, is a line that extends from Keter above your head down into your heart. That's the Aleph line. Just a note also, we will eventually add in the visualization of the actual letters themselves and put them along the line at a certain point, but I'm not going to do that yet because I just think that that's complicated. I do mention that in the Aleph. It says, picture the Aleph above your head between the two Keters, but that's the only time that that's written here, so we're just going to be visualizing lines for now. Okay, the Aleph line from Keter to your heart. Then we visualize the Bet line, which is a vertical line connecting Chesed with Netzach. Chesed is front right, front right shoulder level, and Netzach is front right hip level. So you're seeing the Bet line like this. Next is Gimel. And we're circling around the body now. So Bet was front right. Now we're coming to back right, connecting Chochmah behind you shoulder level to Teferet behind you hip level. That's the Gimel line. Next we have Dalet, circling around the body. We get to the line that connects Bina, which is behind you on the left shoulder level, to Yesod, which is behind you at hip level on your left. That's the Dalet line. Okay, next is the Hay line. This is the first diagonal line, which will connect Chesed, which is front right shoulder. And that line connects down with Malchut below your body. And next is the Vav line, which is opposite the Hay line, which is connecting Gevura, left front shoulder, to Malchut below your body. Next is Zion, which is another diagonal line, this time starting at Keter above your head and coming down to Netzach, which is in front of you on your right at hip level. That's the Zion line. Next is the Chet line, which is opposite the Zion line, also beginning at Keter, above your head, and connecting down to Hod, which is front left hip level. And we're circling around the body again. We just did Zion and then Chet, which is the right and the left front. Now we're at the left back. And we do Tet. So Tet is also Keter above your head, this time coming down to Yesod, which is hip level behind you on the left. Now we break the pattern for a moment. We are now doing a diagonal it's going to still circle around. We're now doing the behind you on your right. But instead of starting at Keter, we're starting at Chochmah, which is behind you, right shoulder level, connecting down to Malchut below your body. That's Yud. Now we get into Shaman, Body of Light, and we're going to come into the next 12 letters. So this will be new for folks. So the first one is going to be the letter Kaf. This is a Kaf, what it looks like. But the Kaf line is a diagonal line that will complete all of the diagonal lines starting at Keter. So this is the last one starting at Keter and coming down to connect with Tiferet behind you on the right hip level. So just to recount, we just completed all of the lines that start at Keter and branch down. So Zion is coming to Netzach, Chet is coming to Hod, Tet is coming to Yesod, and then Kaf is coming to Tiferet. Okay, now with the next one, we'll complete the other four diagonal lines, which this one is going to be Lamed. And with Lamed, it connects Bina, which is behind us to the left shoulder level, connecting down to Malchut below your body. So now we have all four lines going down to Malchut. So just to briefly say them, He is front right connecting Hesed to Malchut, Vav front left connecting Gevurah to Malchut, and then we just did Lamed, which is behind you connecting Bina to Malchut, behind you left shoulder level, and Yud, which is behind you right shoulder level connecting Chochmah to Malchut. Okay, so just take a moment to see those. That creates the diagonals of the pyramids. And we haven't done yet any of the horizontal lines of the pyramids, like the bases and the tops of the, it's really the bases of the triangles, only some of them are going up and some of them are pointing down. And that's what we're going to do next. First is the letter Mem. Mem is going to connect Netzach and Hod. So it's horizontal in front of you, hip level. Netzach and Hod in front of you. That's the Mem line. Next is the Samech line. Samech is, this is what a Samech looks like up here. The Samech is opposite Mem, so it's behind you, connecting to Ferret and Yesod. Behind you, lower hip level, Tiferet to Yesod. Next we have Ayin. Ayin is on your right, horizontal, connecting Chochmah and Chesed. Okay. Next is Pei. Pei is on your left, connecting Bina with Gevurah. And we just got to the Echad of the Shema, so now we're now we're going to go in the opposite direction with Baruch Shem Kavod. And first is Tzadi. Tzadi is on your left, but now instead of up, it's down below, so it's connecting Yesod with Hod, lower left, horizontal line. There's the Tzadi. Next is Kuf. Kuf is opposite Tzadi. It's on your right, connecting Tiferet with Netzach. horizontal on your right lower. We're almost at the end. We've got the letter Resh. Resh is going to be behind you, connecting Chokhmah and Bina. So shoulder level, horizontal, Chokhmah and Bina behind your head, which is one of the meanings of Resh is Rosh, which is head. And then almost there, we got the Shin. Shin is in front of you, opposite the Resh, connecting Chesed and Gevura. Shoulder level, horizontal, in front of you. Now the Tav line, we actually already did the Tav line, but we didn't name it. The Tav is a continuation of the Aleph line. So the Aleph line came from Keter into your heart, from your heart down into Malchut. That's the Tav line. So that's why on some of the images that I posted, there's an Aleph above and a Tav below. Because Aleph and Tav are like the two polarities of one line. First and last letter of the Aleph Bet. But that's not even the last one, because if you remember, we skipped the letter Nun. And we have one more line to go for the pyramids that we didn't say yet, which is, here's the Nun line. It's on your left front, connecting Gevura with Hod. So it's a vertical line. It's the final vertical line. We did the other vertical lines right in the beginning. The first one was Bet in front right. The next one was Gimel, back right. The next one was Dalet, back left. And now finally we're doing Nun, which is front left from Gevura to Hod, which all have similar energies. Gevura is strength and restriction. Nun really has to do with impermanence and loss, which is traditionally a traditional explanation in the Talmud of why the Nun is left out, because Nun has to do with that word nofel, which is fallen, and fallen meaning destroyed or failed or lost the battle kind of thing. And so we put Nun in because that's part of the process, but we put it in last. and the function of Nun is to lead us into Hod, which is humility. Still has a positive function and a place in the structure, even though it means the disintegration of structure. Okay. So let's do it. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, so this is 22 paths, right?
Yeah.
What are the last 10 going to be?
Well, the 10 are the spherot. So. Yeah. So there are 10 spherot and 22 letters. Those make the 32 paths.
Oh, okay.
Cool. All right, let's check in. Let's see if anybody else has any questions before we go through and actually do it as a meditation. Susan, yeah.
You know, Brian, in looking at different places, I saw, you know, different trees depending on it, and so it was kind of hard. Some people had things in different spots. So I went to your book, and I've been marking up your book, but here, you know what I'm going to say? Here, Nun connects Nitzak and Yasod, not Gevura.
Let me just explain that for a moment. So, so that image in that book is a is one of the versions of connecting the 22 paths between the spheroid as they are in the body. So what we're doing is we're not doing that tree. We're doing the tree as projected outside the body. So the attributions are very different. And like I said, there are many versions of it. The version of that book is just one. There are many different ones. I've seen like at least four or five of them in my just, you know, going through various books and learning different things. Interestingly, I've never seen, even though there are different Jewish versions of it, I've never really seen a Jewish text that explains anything about why the letters are connecting various spherot. I've seen many different non-Jewish Kabbalah texts that do that. But the version that we're using right now is different from any of those because it's a different tree of life. It's the spherot projected around the body as opposed to within the body. And connecting the spherot in the body with the letters is not part of this practice. So...
Okay. Well, I was kind of learning. I didn't realize there was a difference between the inside mechanism and the outside. So
yeah.
I kind of relearned everything you just said. I sort of knew different.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's okay.
That's all right.
We're going to have fun. You said it's good to stretch.
Yeah. And it's good to be aware of that too. But the purpose of that book was a little bit more, surveying, you know, like looking back at the Kabbalah as it's been, and not teaching this practice really at all, the integral Kabbalah practice. That's not really in that book at all.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you for bringing that up because it's important just to know about that, the different versions. Great.
Brian?
Yes.
Can you clarify in the two Sefirot, or the two Sefirot that are connected with Tiferet. I can't quite figure out the order of how those two go together. I mean, I can look at what you write or I can follow what you're saying, but I don't have an organic knowing of how it works.
Well, there are three different letters connected with Tiferet. There's Kaf, which is connecting Keter to Tiferet, and then there is Kuf, which is connecting Tiferet with Netzach, and then there is Samech, which is connecting Tiferet with Yesod. Does that make sense?
Well, I was thinking of it more in terms of when we're going through the Sefirot.
Yeah.
Like Tiferet is connected with Chesed, and then it's connected with Yesod. And so I haven't gotten a sense of the order of how to do those two together.
I'm not sure I understand. I'm not quite getting the question. With the order and meaning, like which do you visualize first, or?
Yeah, and how you visualize them kind of together, because they're clumped. Right, Tiferet is kind of clumped with Chesed.
In the body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yesod. Maybe it's just repeating the practice again and again, but that's what we have.
Well, when we first bring in the visualization of Chesed and Tiferet, we have them in the body, and then we're also doing Chesed outside the body.
Right.
And then later, we bring in Yesod, and we also bring in the Tiferet that's outside of the body.
Right.
So, are you just saying that it's difficult to bring those to mind in that way, or?
So what you're saying is that the connection between Chesed and Tiferet is inside the body, but then the greater Tiferet is,
yeah,
it hasn't come together for me yet.
Okay. If it becomes more, yeah,
It sounds like maybe what you're saying is that if I got clear when we're talking about tiferet in the body and when we're talking about tiferet in the outer body, mm-hmm. that might help.
Yeah, we're definitely visualizing them one at a time. The tiferet in the body is first and tiferet outside the body is later. So that has to do with, again, like melding the two different systems of Zoharic tradition and Sefer Yetzirah text that comes in. And it yields different types of results. So the first one, which is Chesed and Tiferet, has to do with it's a more drashed out version of what we do in the simple basic practice of putting right hand on your heart and offering awareness and imagining that awareness as light emanating from the heart. That's combining the spirit of loving kindness with the radiance of Tiferet in the body. Whereas when we visualize the Tiferet and the Yesod outside the body, then we are emphasizing the relationship between the emotional kind of feeling tone of joy, which is Yesod, with the more transcendent sacred quality of Tiferet, and seeing that those two things are really like creating kind of a backbone. They're foundational in the sense that they're bridged with Samech, which represents being supported, feeling supported by those two things. And those are two very energies that are very supportive of the practice because they give us positive feedback. It's a nice, that feeling of radiant expansiveness and the feeling of joy and positivity are both, they keep us going when we get the experience of those fruits.
Thank you. That's lovely.
Sure. Okay. So shall we move through it? We're not going to have too much time for silent meditation as usual. But just remember, everybody, that this is the learning period these weeks. And after that, we're going to have sessions where we just go through the practice. I also realize that there are folks who may need extra help and support, and I saw that people responded to my question about that in the Facebook group. So we can definitely adjust that, and I can do extra sessions to help lock in the practice and make it more comfortable and so on. So we'll figure all that out, no problem. Okay. Okay, here we are, going back to the beginning. So coming into a nice, comfortable position, preferably keeping your spine relatively straight. I'm going to mute folks for now. I'm just going to sing a little bit to help to bring us into the meditation. Ay, 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 man, ay, 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 I nine nine and I hey hey I hi hi ya nine 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 I nine nine and I hi yo yo hey 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 hi. Ay, anay, ay, ay, anay, nay, 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 ay, oh. Bringing awareness to the crown of your head, the sphere of Keter as a brilliant white light, bringing to mind the oneness of reality, one existence, one reality. Nothing is separate from that. Achat. Achat Ruach Elohim Chaim. And projecting the second sphere of Keter above your head a few feet. Brilliant sphere of light, larger than the first one. Everything is part of the divine. Hu. Hu Eloheinu Ein O. Seeing the Aleph above your head between the two spherot, the kavana of opening yourself to the full spectrum of experience, sorrow and joy, pain and pleasure, because you are the unity within which all the multiplicity arises. This is Aleph, bringing the line of Aleph, the line of light down from the top Keter to your heart, Aromimcha. Aromimcha Elohai Melech Vavarach Hashimcha Leolam Va'ed. And seeing that light descends to your feet, manifesting as Malchut, sphere of blues and earth colors, the immanence, the divine reality of oneness that is present in all things, Shtayim. Shtayim Ruach Meruach. And seeing the second Malchut a few feet below into the floor, Emet. Emet Malakenu Efesulato. And seeing the line of Bet, like a line of light connecting outside your body in front of you to your right, connecting the space of Chesed at shoulder level down to Netzach at hip level. Seeing that line of Bet, Bechol Yom Avechecha V'alala Shimcha Leolam Va'ed. And bringing your right hand to your right skull. Seeing the sphere of ocean colors, Shalosh. Shalosh Mayim Meruach, the space of awareness itself, vast and open. Seeing the second Chokhmah behind you at shoulder level to your right, the Shem. L'Shem Yichud Kudsha Brichu. Seeing the Gimel line, vertical, connecting the Chokhmah behind you down to where the Tiferet will be at hip level below. Fullness of being, the completeness of this moment, Gadol. Gadol Adonai Mohulal Ma'od V'ligadulato En Cheker. And bringing left hand to left skull, seeing the Bina's fiery yellow and green, the fieriness of thought flickering forth and arising. Arba. Arba Eish Me'mayim. Seeing the second Bina behind you on your left shoulder level, sphere of yellow and green. Ushechinte, Ushechinte. And seeing the line of Dalit coming down from Bina down to where Yesod will be. Dalit, the recognition that all that we experience, all we are and all we have is coming to us as grace, door la door. Door la door, yeshabach ma'asecha, u'gevorotecha yagidu. Bringing palms together in front of your mouth. Kakatuv. Kakatuv betorato viadata hayom. Bidchi lurachimu liyached shem yodhe bevavhe. Yehud Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And lifting your right hand, seeing Chesed, sky blue flecked with silver at your right shoulder, and Tiferet, a sun yellow flecked with violet in your heart. Chamesh. Chamesh Yahweh. loving kindness expressed through radiance, seeing the second chesed in front of you to the right at shoulder level, and bring your right hand to your heart, connecting chesed and teferet v'hashivota. V'hashivota el levavecha, and bringing to mind the diagonal line of hay, connecting chesed in front of you to your right, down to Malchut, below your body. Thinking, offering presence. Hadar. Hadar kevod hodecha v'divrei niflotecha asicha. And lifting your left hand, gevura, as a sphere of red flecked with gold at your left shoulder. Sheish. Sheish Yahwah. Seeing Gevura, the second Gevura in front of you, to your left at shoulder level, the energy of strength and of not taking. Ki Hashem. Ki Hashem hu ha Elohim. Seeing the Vav diagonal line connecting Gevura in front of you to your left shoulder level, down with Malchut, bringing your hand to your belly. Vav is the energy of accepting what comes and transcending reactivity. Ve'ezuz. Ve'ezuz norotecha yomeru ugedulatecha saparena. Right hand to right thigh, palm up on your right thigh, seeing the Netzach. Netzach as a sphere of pink light at your right hip. The energy of persistence, of endurance, Sheva. Sheva Hayawa. And seeing the Zion diagonal line beginning at Keter and projected down diagonally to where Netzach will be, cutting through distractions, Zecher. Zecher Rav Tuvecha Yabiyu V'tid Chatecha Yiraneinu. And bringing the second Netzach visualization, light pink in front of you at hip level, Bashamayim. Bashamayim Mima'am. Bringing left hand to left thigh, seeing the Hod, the sphere of Hod as dark pink light at your left hip, the energy of humility and gratitude. Shmone. Shmone Hawaya. Visualizing the Chet diagonal line from Keter above down to where the external Hod will be, the energy of hovering presence, Chanun. Chanun v'rachum Adonai erech apayim u'gadal chased. And finally visualizing the external hod in front of you, hip level to your left. Ve'al ha'aretz. Ve'al ha'aretz mitachat ein o. And bringing bringing hands together in your lap, seeing orange sphera of Yesod in the body, in your lower belly, reproductive organ area, energy of joy, eros, blissfulness, Teisha. Teisha Wahaya. And seeing the Tet line connecting Keter above your head with where Yesod will be behind you, hip level to your left. The hidden goodness within all things, Tov. Tov Adonai v'kol v'rachamav v'kol ma'asav. And bringing now to mind the second Teferet sun yellow flecked with violet at your right, behind you, hip level. Chanting Al-Kain. Al-Kain ka-ve-le-cha Adonai Eloheinu li-rot mehera b'tiferet u-zecha. And then seeing Yesod behind you on the left hip level, Letakein. Letakein olam. And now seeing Malchut once again, the two spherot of Malchut right below your feet, and then several feet below you in the earth, Eser. Eser wa ha ya. Visualizing the line of Yud from Chochmah behind you on the right shoulder level, connecting down with Malchut below your body, Yoducha. Yoducha Adonai kom asecha v'chasidecha yivachucha. Bringing hands, palms together once again to your mouth, seeing the third malchut at your mouth. B'malchut, b'malchut Shaddai. And getting ready to begin the Shema. Relaxing your hands. We're going to be breathing in the three sips of air with the different letter permutations. Yah is the head, Ha is the chest, and Wah is the belly. But only I will say the Yah, Ha's, and Wah's. You'll be breathing in while I say those. So breathing in Yah, Ha, Wah. Chanting and projecting Shema up, left hand up. Shema. And seeing the Kaf line from Keter above connecting with Teferet behind you on your right hip level. Fearlessness, decisiveness. Kavod, kavod malchut chayomeru gevurat chayedaberu. And breathing in Yah, Wah, Ha, Yisrael projected down, right hand down. Yisrael. Seeing the diagonal Lamed line connecting Bina behind you, left shoulder level, down to Malchut below you. Yearning for learning, the beginner's mind. Opening yourself to learn from every situation, always in this moment. Lehodia. Lehodia livnei adam gevorotav uchavod adar malachuto. Drawing the first circle, left goes down, forward, right goes up, back. Following all the way around, right hand points forward, left hand points backward. Breathing in, ha, ya, wa, Yadonai to the front, Yadonai. Seeing the line of Mem in front of you connecting Netzach and Hod. Purification of Mem, like water, purified by consciousness, Malchutecha. Malchutecha Malchut kol olamim u'mem shaltecha bechol dor vador. Breathing in, ha, wa, ya, projecting Eloheinu to the back. Eloheinu. Seeing the Samech line behind you, below, connecting to Feret and Yesod, feeling fully supported in the practice, Somech. Somech Adonai lechol hanoflim v'zokef lechol hakavufim. Drawing the second circle, right goes right, left goes left, horizontal circle. following all the way around, left faces right, right faces left. And breathing in, wah, ya, ha, projecting ya Adonai to the right. And seeing the iron line on your right upper connecting Chokhmah with Chesed, seeing through things to the divine essence beneath. Ene. Ene chol elecha yisaberu v'yata notein lahem et echlam be'ito. And finally breathing in wa, ha, ya, projecting echad to the left, and also doing the final circle. There's a mistake I'm seeing here in this sheet, so I'll correct it. The pei should come after the circle. Okay, chanting Echad. Echad. And seeing the pay line on your left, connecting Bina with Gevura, anchoring the mind, Poteach. Poteach et yadecha umaspia lechol chayratzon. Bringing in light from the left with Baruch. Baruch. Seeing the Tzadi line, lower left, connecting Yesod and Hod. Tzadi, faith in what is, faith in what is possible. Tzadik. Tzadik Adonai bechol derachav v'chassid bechol ma'asav. Bringing in light from the right with the right hand, Shem. Shem. Visualizing the Kuf line, lower right, connecting Teferet with Netzach, sanctification of the ordinary, Karov. Karov Adonai lechol korav lechol asher yikra'uhu ve'met. And bringing in light from behind with the left hand, Kavod. Kavod. Seeing the Resh line behind you, upper connecting Chokhmah and Bina behind you, behind your shoulders. Wisdom of uncertainty, transcendent reality, Ritzon. Ritzon yireyav ya'ase ve'et shavatam yishma v'yoshiyem. Bringing in light from the front with Malchuto. Malchuto. Seeing the shin line in front of you, connecting Chesed and Gevura. The energy of watchfulness, of guarding, Shomer. Shomer Adonai et kol ohavav ve'et kol resha'im yashmid. And finally we visualize the Tav line, which is simply the continuation of the Aleph line down through your heart, down, connecting down to Malchut in the center line of your body. When we chant Tehillat and we get to Le'olam, when we say Le'olam, we'll bring in the light from below. Tehillat Adonai Yedaber Pi Vivarecho Basar Shem Kodesho. Bringing light from below. Le'olam. Bringing in light from above. Va'ed. Finally visualizing the line of Nun, connecting Gevura and Hod, front left, vertical line, the letter of egolessness, and chanting Vanachnu. Vanachnu nevarech ya me'ata ve'ad olam. Halleluya. Relaxing your hands, palms open, ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta. Et Adonai Elohecha, bringing right hand to your heart. Bechol levavecha, offering awareness as a gift. Lecha. Lecha. Bringing left hand to your belly. Uvechol. Uvechol nafshecha, shining awareness into all of your organs, shining out from your belly to fill every corner of your body. Naase, naase. Bringing right hand to your forehead. Uvechol. Uvechol meodecha. Bringing your awareness to the field of awareness itself, within which all perception comes and goes. You are this vastness, you are this openness, this freedom. Vinishma, Vinishma. Kissing your fingers, relaxing your hands, and we chant. Ata hu, ata hu, ata hu, atyahi, 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 atahu. And bringing the chant inward, let's just sit for a minute in silence. And closing the meditation, bringing right hand to your heart, offering awareness with Lecha, Lecha, left hand to your belly, consciousness pouring down into your organs, shining out from there to fill your whole body with the light of presence. Naase, Naase. Hand to your forehead, vast, boundless, spacious consciousness. Vinishma, Vinishma. Kissing your fingers. May we receive the blessing of these, all of these sacred words and all of the energies of the letters and the spherot to enhance our receptivity to the deeper reality of who we are. Osei shalom bimromav, hu yaasei shalom aleinu v'yoko Yisrael v'yoko yoshvei tevel. V'imru amen. Amen. All right. It was wonderful being with everybody tonight. We went a little bit over time. If you have to go, I understand, but I'm also going to stay on a little bit and see if folks have any other questions or comments. Good to see you, Anna. I haven't seen you in a while. Glad you could come on tonight. All right, well, maybe everybody just wants to stay in the silence, which I would totally understand. If you are able to, if you have the time, I would recommend that after we end the Zoom, that you just take another 20 minutes or so just to meditate in the space that we created with the visualization. And I'll post this video along with the sheet. And I'll make that. I see there were actually two corrections I see that I need to make in there, so I'll fix those and post those up. All right. If you'd
thank
like.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Meditate and go to sleep. Night night.
Very good. Nighty night. So long, everybody. So long.